here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
105.5 WIRI, Pittsville's home for country favorites and classics.
Been sitting here tipping back Crown straight, working up the nerve and the words to say, to turn those eyes and that smile my way. No time to waste, 'cause you showed up and all eyes on you, shining like a diamond in a neon room. Every guy here wants to make a move. I better make a move. Somebody else will find out. Walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down, the table. Coast, maybe you're a little bit down home. Either way, girl, I just gotta know. I just gotta know, 'cause somebody else will find out. Walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down. The day you looks could kill. Somebody else will find out. Take a chance on your lips and lean in. Slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else. Somebody else will, baby. caramel-colored sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Well, those runway lights getting bright.
We'll be getting our underway here during these opening introductions between these teams. These teams, they have met up once before during the course of the season. As that time, a quad tournament down in Iowa, Scandinavia, the Blackhawks came out on top of the Royals by a score of 2-1 in a best of three tournament. During that game, the Royals, well, that was a pretty simple night for them. Everything, statistically speaking, was led by Riley Cusack on the night with 11 kills. And she also had, she had four aces. And she also had a total of... Yes, if I can pull up the number here. She also had a total of seven receives of the surge. So she had a good night for the Royals that night, but that night everything went through port as Mackenzie Smith led with eight kills and then followed up by aces, which Taylor McDonald and Brianna Ingram both had four, but Hayden Lifkin had six for the Blackhawks. And no blocks on the night as Diggs was led by Mackenzie Smith with eight, but then Hayden Kleifkin also added 12 in the game. And then assists was Taylor McDonald with 13. So that really says the story is it's going to be probably a pretty close match. Unfortunately, it may not go the way one of these teams likes, but hey, we can do what we can do, and we will be ready to go here in moments.
Go from there. And moments away. From the opening serve, which will be controlled by Assumption, as first serve, Kylie Carroll comes up. As three bumps, three touches for the Blackhawks. As Royals, they recover. Dusak sends it over. And a point to the Royals as they get the first point of the game. And we can mark that one down. And move on to the rest of this match. The first point goes to Carroll for the Royals. And
over the net it goes. McDonald sets. And over the net it goes. Ingram is there, but the Royals get there first. Matty Moss over the back. Picked up by Ingram. Back over by Moss. There's a spike attempt. Ingram sends it back. Deflected by Moss. Starts going out of bounds. Moon picked it up. Moss back over the middle. Taylor McDonald knocks it over, and it goes in as the ball flies straight towards me. And point Royals. Or excuse me, point Blackhawks, and we've got a tied match here, 1-1. Serve, McDonald, over the net. Assumption fields it just fine as the Royals trying to start their offense. Far side, Cusack blocked at the net. McDonald set, Letty Hernandez, and then back across. That is Ingram, and the Royals get it back over on one hit. As back over goes Hernandez. At the net goes Ingram. Doesn't need to use anything, as that's a point to the Blackhawks. As we continue in this first set of the evening. Apologize for any technical difficulties we've had. We had to update equipment, and there's a spike just inside the corner for the Royals from Moss. And the match now is tied 2-2 in the first set. That brings up Rylan Cusack. Now for the serve, it'll run up over the net. That's going to be long. Point to Port. All kinds of fun things to talk about tonight. We've got football tomorrow night. And all kinds of the volleyball-related stuff as there's a serve over the net by Brianna Ingram just crawls over the net as another point goes to Port as they hold a 4-2 lead over these Royals. A lot of match left. Libero, Kylie Carroll, she gets there first, sends it over, and then a spike attempt by Ava Moon just hits right into the net, and that's another point to the Blackhawks. As I mentioned before, that first set, that first match of the season between these two teams, that was a best of three. This one is, of course, a best of five, and there's your ace for Ingram, and it's 6-2 in favor of the Blackhawks. Another serve. It's going to go a little long, but in the back line. That's five straight points for Port, and a timeout coming for Assumption. We'll take one, too, Laura. We'll be back in 1 minute here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Echoes Ingram as Port tries to get set up here, and they do. They get up over the net, picked up by Moon. And Moss sends it over. Misplayed by Port, and Point Royals. Now as they break that little bit of a run, a five-point run. And the score now reads 7-3 for Port. Maddie Moss, she sends it over, just crawls up over that, picked up by Taylor McDonald. As getting it over the net, but just a little bit long was Evelyn Trannell. So Point Royals. And Moss sends it back over. Picked up by Elise Irwin. Moon tries to spike it home. No avail. Irwin sends it back over as Port trying to play some defense here. And they won't need to on that one as Moss goes, Moon goes over the net and way out the back line. As now it is a offensive attack for Hayden Kleifkin, who will hand off the libero. Hayden's the libero. She sends the ball off to Evelyn Fletcher. Fletcher with a serve, hand up in the air. Sends it, low line drive is picked up by Cusack. Gets it back over the net. Baylen McDonald up ahead to Irwin. Misplayed off the hands of Carroll as setting it over for the Royals. Was Nora Ross at the net. Irwin tries to spike it home, just a little short. Point Royals, and now we've got an 8-5 volleyball match. Bringing up the serve for Hayden Egan. Spike attempt. Good block. And then it pops out of bounds for the point for Port. Good effort there for the Royals. Just didn't go their way as that thought process was great. Just bounces out of bounds. And that will bring up number 23, Evelyn Trannell, to serve. For Port. Port enjoys a 9-5 lead here in set number one. Near side, picked up by Aubrey Elrusinski, and that goes up into the stands like a mid-90s touchdown by Robert Brooks in the stands. And Point for Port as they lead 10-5 over the Royals. Rusinski sets up and over Cusack. McDonald sets, and a little light on the hit as Ben Bever was unable to convert on that one. So Point Royals setting up Ava Moon for the serve. Moon, several slaps of the ball on the floor. And goes over. Nice dig there by libero Kleifkin as Lily Fletcher knocks it over. Save attempt and goes over. Three and out. Over the net. Cusack spikes it home. Picked up by Evelyn Fletcher. Spike attempt again by Cusack at the net. The wall got it. Taylor McDonald was able to get there. And four touches later, Point Blackhawks as now it's an 11-6 lead for the hosts. And thanks for joining us. This non-conference volleyball match between the Blackhawks of Port Edwards and the Royals of Assumption. Laura Berg working the magic at the board. Myself, Mike Comer, trying to bring you the action. My partner in crime, Beth Habiger, had some commitments tonight. As out the back line is a hit. Point Royals, 11-7 is the score now. As now, it will be Nora Ross with the serve. Ross. Big smack into the middle of the port zone. And a nice light little touch there brought in by Madison Moss, but touched by Rashinsky off the back wall. Point port. And it's a 12-7 first set. Swapping out goes Evelyn Fletcher, and in comes number three for Port. Could be Ella Bender. Number three is not listed on the roster, so going all the way down to JV2, which could be incorrect, but the best option I have right now is Lily Fletcher. Digs up to Taylor McDonald, who Ingram tries to smack it home. Cusack, nice little lob, picked up. Is at the net. Bunch of Port players is trying to smack it home, was Cusack. And she eventually does get over the net, but four hits deemed by the officiating crew. And point Port, as it's now 13-7. We're at Letty Hernandez. Sends the ball over. Cusack goes a little long on the spike attempt. And it was point for Port. Hernandez comes up for her second serve attempt. And she hits a home, as there first was Carly Halbersma. A barrel for the Royals. Ingram gets it up over the net. Moss is setting up for the return. And Kleifkin's there. Set, couple sets, and then just can't quite get it up over. And that will go point Royals. And it's 14-8 in this first set. As substitution, out goes Rashinsky. And in comes Hayden Egan for the Royals. Kylie Carroll on the serve for the Royals. Trailing 14-8 in this first set. Couple slams of the ball to the floor and up in the air and over that. As dug out of there by Ingram, set by McDonald and over with Ingram and point Port. And it's 15-8 now with McDonald on the serve. Taylor McDonald already gone through the serving lineup. She's on the far side of the gymnasium here at beautiful Kastner Gymnasium. As Moss, just a light touch over the net. McDonald is there. Set by Tarantle. Send over by Ingram. Moss sends it over. Last touch by Port. Touched by Tarantle. And off the back wall, point for the Royals. And that brings up now the serve of Rylan Cusack. Run, jump, and a serve. Dug out of there by Hernandez off the net, and an ace for the Royals. As Port now leads 15-10 in this first set. The Royals, blue tops with some gray accents, white numbers, and black shorts. This is the Royals, black tops, black shorts with a little bit of orange accent and white numbers, as hitting off the stanchion is the ball, so point for Port Edwards. Brings up another serve for Brianna Ingram. One of five seniors on the team, as Moss can't quite get enough on it. Go over the net for the Royals is point for Port, and we got another timeout coming for Assumption. We'll be back here in about a minute 15. Here from Kastner Gymnasium, where Port Edwards leads 70-10. We'll be back here in a moment, here in 105.5 FM, WIRI.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important, too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back here as teams get back to action and a little bit off the mark on that hit. Ball's over the net but falls out of bounds for Port. So point to the Royals as they trail this first set 17-11 as we march through this first set. Best of five non-conference volleyball match. As back at it is Royals. Trying to mount some offense, get back in this. Moon sends the ball over, set McDonald. And the third set picked up, hit by Cusack, but not enough on it. Point for Port. As Port really doing a good job keeping the Royals off balance. Hayden Kleifken comes up. It'll be her serve as out goes Hernandez. And in comes Bryn Bever. And then out goes Ella Bender, and in comes Evelyn Fletcher. Fletcher, serve for Port. Up, Halbersma. Moon with the spike attempt. Nice dig by Fletcher. Set for McDonald, then over for Port. Ball bouncing around, back and forth over the net. No real offense by either team. Now set up by Port, and here we go. Ball comes my way, and I'm in the game. There we go, save the computer. And we can keep broadcasting. Let's take a one for the team. I think I jammed my favorite finger on that one. My right pointer, Laura. I know you're laughing. I know your mind went elsewhere as we back to the action. Lifkin, nice dig. Over, the ball goes for Bryn Bever. Cusack tried to spike her home. Can't quite do it. Lifkin over to Prannell. Then back up to Bever, and it goes over. Now the Royals trying to get it over. They do. And over the net it goes, and they can't quite play it right. Point for Port. As we got a 22-11 first set score. Fletcher still on the serve for Port. And here we go. And that's just outside of the line. So point for the Royals. They break that little bit of a run by Port, but it's still a 20-12 score in favor of the Blackhawks. Serving now, Hayden Egan up and over. McDonald set, over, goes to Irwin, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Royals, so point for Port. Now for the Royals. Trailing, I should say. Royals trailing Port as Lily Fletcher comes up to serve. In comes Rusinski, out goes Egan for the Royals. As end of a 3-3 defensive set for the Royals, and not played exactly how they wanted it to was Kylie Carroll's. The ball hits four times. Point Port. As it's 22-12 now for the Blackhawks here in this first set. Fletcher, short, and it's an ace for the Blackhawks. Great job serving on that. Just hit low, libero. Charlie Halbersma just couldn't quite get there in time. As there's the point for the Blackhawks. This one's going a little bit long. Picked up by Halbersma. Rusinski's there. Moon gets it over the net. Played by Evelyn Fletcher. McDonald sets, and Irwin spikes it over. Picked up by the Royals as Moon sends it across. And right in front of the feet of Hayden Kleifken. Point Royals.
And it's 23-13, Port Lita's. Boone now comes up with the serve. Boone sends it over. Evelyn Fletcher had it. Set, McDonald, Irwin with the spike. Nobody there for, no dice, I should say, as there's a spike coming up for Cusack. Played by Fletcher, and it falls. Point Royals. 23-14, Royals trying to crawl back into this. First set, Ava Moon, set, goes over, and McDonald setting it. Irwin can't quite smack it home. Another point for the Royals, and it's 23-15 now in the first set. Three bounces of the ball, Moon serves over, Bifkin. Diggs, McDonald with the set and the spike over is Irwin, and I got to play defense yet again as point for Port, and they are on the set point, 24-15, with Kleifkin here trying to deliver the dagger in the first set. Kleifkin serves over, Cusack, bump. Locked at the net and played up and four touches. Point Royals, 24-16, as coming up to serve now is Nora Ross. Ross serves over, hit by Lily Fletcher. Set by Taylor McDonald, and just a running bump over for Brianna Ingram, and that is point Port, and that is your first set, 25-16 in the first set. Port Edwards, as they take a 1-0 set advantage over Assumption. Laura, how about we take about a minute and a half break, and we'll be back here for set two here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Wow, everything seems to be going really well. Ah, crap, there's that noise again. Better turn up the radio.
Hey, I like this song. Glad she turned it up. What's that sound?
Please don't embarrass me, car. Stop making that noise.
You know, I can hear that noise, and turning the radio up isn't going to help.
Oh, you heard that? I don't know what's wrong, so I just turn up the radio.
Jamming out to your favorite tunes is always fun, but ignoring the problems under the hood is not. Call 8th Street Auto today.
Hey parents, how's the school shopping going? Are you loving it, or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Minute left before the start of set two, but before we get there, I know Laura was talking about it in our team meeting, I believe it was earlier this week, and I was looking for possible vehicle trouble. Could be in the market for a new vehicle. If she is, I recommend going to our friends at 8th Street Auto. Family owned and operated, 8th Street Auto is a wonderful place to find your new driver, a new ride, or just a new ride in general. Save your wheels and let 8th Street Auto find wheels for you. Again, that's 8th Street Auto. Go to 8th Street Auto and see what they can do to help you. As Port just got very workmen's-like, or workwomen's-like, I should say, as they took advantage in that first set by a score of 25-16. All kinds of new information. The biggest new information I can give you is tomorrow Port Edwards is playing football home, 4 p.m., all week we talked about it being Rosholt. No, they made the change and didn't tell anybody that they are still home, but they're playing Wausaukee
at the football field just north of the high school at 4 o'clock. So the game counts as a forfeit victory from Bowler Gresham, as they were not able to field a total team. So here we go. Port gets a win and get a game that can help them make the playoffs if it happens. But there's a lot of games to go, as they got to win a few more than what they're going to have. So just moments away from the start of set number two, Royals staying on this side, the near side. I'm at the north side of the field house here. Usual spot for volleyball and basketball here for us on the radio waves. Bunch of familiar faces here tonight, so it's good to see a good group from Assumption and a very good group from Port. People I've met many a time over the years over the sports, so we are just about ready for the start of set number two. Vladia Hernandez with the serve, and there you have it. We are underway in set two as Maddie Moss sends it over the net. Dug out of there by Kleifkin. Sent across by Bender. Cusack tries to smack it home, and she does, just inside the far line. And there you have it, a 1-0 lead for the Royals. Coming up for the first serve for the Royals in the second set is Kylie Carroll. Carroll spinning the ball, getting ready to go. Couple spins, smacks the ball off the floor and serve, and here we go. And his ball gets picked up by Trannell and crushed home by Ingram, but to no avail. Hayden Lifkin gets a stop on that. Send over the net. Donald puts it over, and she misplays it once. Moss sends it over again, and it's a 2-0 lead here early in set number two. Royals trying to even things out after dropping the first set to the Port, as it's a 2-0 lead right now in set number two. Over we go again, as that is Carroll, and that will be misplayed, and a point for Port. Taylor McDonald serving away for the Blackhawks, and she serves, and that's picked up by Moon. Cusack up to Carroll, who sends it over. And McDonald, Ingram with the hit home, played by Moon. Halbersma, then back over by Carroll. Ingram, bump, set by McDonald, and spike attempt. Misplayed by Cusack, and that will be a point for Port, and a 2-2 score here in early set number two. McDonald sends it over. Moon plays it up off the ceiling tile. Ingram spikes it home. Point for Port. 3-2 lead Port after the first five serves. McDonald still at it. McDonald sends over. Crawls over the net. Hits the net and crawls right over the top. Barely made it over. Point Port for the ace. Not much you can do for the Royals in that one. I mean, that not much wiggle room. And we have it again as it hits the net again, but this time the Royals are there. Miss Cusack sends it over. McDonald with the dig. Ingram with the set. Spike attempt. No good. Little short for Trannell. Point for the Royals. Now it comes up for Cusack with the serve. Run, jump, spike. Here you go. It was dug out of there by Hernandez. Hit over. And making up for that last misplay is Trannell with the point, with the kill. Point for Port. Up 5-3 here early second set. Serve attempt now coming for Ingram. Ingram sends it over. Moon with the dig. Set by Cusack. Trying to spike it home. Was Moon dug up out of there by Port, but they can't handle it. No point Royals. As it's now a 5-4 score. Matty Moss coming up for the serve. There she goes. Hernandez, dig, set for McDonald. And up, hit in the air. Now looking for the spike is Cusack. She just lofts it over. Dug out of there by Kleifkin. And hit and over the net. That somehow got over. And a point back for Port as it's a 6-4 Port lead here. Early second set as substitutions coming in. Out goes Hernandez. In comes Evelyn Fletcher. Fletcher to serve. Leading 6-4 in set number two and 1-0 in the match as the Royals trying to get back into it, and they get a point there. As now coming up for the serve will be Egan. Aiden Egan coming up. One of the freshmen on the team. Calmly walks up. Serve over. Picked up by the Blackhawks. And just touching over behind her back is McDonald. And trying to get it back over was Helbersma. She does. As trying to get up over and does. And point for the Blackhawks is Ella Bender. Substitutions rolling in. Shinsky in. Shinsky in. Egan out. And Tranel out. And Evelyn Fletcher in as Lily. Lily will be now at the serve. The Fletcher girls. My apologies for getting them mixed up. 7-5 Port lead. Fletcher hits it mid. And they. Baby and the Royals can't get it as that will constitute as an ace. One hit, two hit, and then they couldn't get the third. So 8-5, Port lead. As there you go, Surfer Fletcher. Moon trying to go over the net. Just a little low, another point for Port. 9-5, pretty good song there. I actually worked about 7:30 to 5:30, and now about 6:30 to whenever this gets done is ace for Port. As they're on a nice little 4-1 run in the last five serves, as they got a 10-5 advantage. Lily Fletcher, another serve, and that one's going to be long. A little too much power on that point for the Royals. And the Royals will now be on the serve. As they're actually saying, they're calling that back. No point for the Royals. They're saying it was last touched. McCusick, he says, no, I didn't. But either way, Fletcher with the serve again. That could be a breaking point for the Royals if they are not careful. As they do get the ball over, Irwin hits it. That's going to be back over, played at the net. Lily Fletcher is there. Ball comes back over. Set. And Moon trying to get over, and she hits it soft again. That will be six straight points for the Blackhawks. And another timeout for the Royals. We'll be back in a minute here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When some loud bragger tries to put me down and says this school is great.
We're back here, set number two. Bort leading 12-5, but more importantly, if you're like many of us out there who do have our problems, I want to stop into Rapids Transmission. At Rapids Transmission, they're known for their excellent transmission work, but they do, oh, so much more. Call them today and get a free quote on your next repair. And you know what? I'm okay with free. So go on down to Rapids Transmission. As the Royals back on their heels, now trying to bounce them off. Fences, Irwin gets the ball back over. Oh, nice dig there by Cusack as the Royals trying to muster another one, and they cannot come up with it. Point, Bort, as they now have seven straight points and up 13-5. Lily Fletcher in with a whole bunch of these serves, as she's doing an excellent job back there for the Blackhawks in the second set. Moon sends it over. Fletcher, nice. Getting a hand on it. Irwin gets it over. Bump set, spiked by Moon, and that's touched by Bort, and that breaks the run. And there's a point, Royals. So, Royals trying to make a comeback, trailing 13-6 in set number two, and 1-0 in the whole match. And as Ava Moon comes up with the serve, goes back to Lily Fletcher. Kayla McDonald with the dig. With a bump, and Irwin gets it over, but dug out of there by the Royals. Cusack, kill attempt, no good. As Rutsinski sends it over, played at the net. Irwin, as she hits it a little too soft as well, point Royals, as they now trail 13-7 here in set number two. Again, can't thank everybody enough for joining this beautiful evening from beautiful Kastner Gymnasium and the booming metropolis of Bort Edwards. As the ball comes this way, and I don't have to play defense this time, as the ball comes out of bounds and played by a couple fans. Point for the Blackhawks. Good hands by the crowd here. Sometimes it's just out of survival. Utech tries to hit it, and she does, but too long, too much power on it. Point Bort, as they're actually changed the call, as they said it was redirected by the Blackhawks. So point Royals, and they continue to serve. And we'll bring up or Ross. Ross with the serve, goes far corner. Dug out of there by Kleifkin. Now playing up the net. Moss, she tries to smack it home. Last touched by Evelyn Fletcher. And that will go out of bounds, so point Royals. They crawl back to 14-9. Serve here for Ross. Lily Fletcher, played by McDonald, sent back over by the Blackhawks, so they live to fight this next sequence. And it's played, drilled, hit Fletcher right in the elbows of her dig attempt, and that's another point to the Royals. Royals starting to show a little life, trailing 14-10 now in the second set. And there you have it. Dug out of there by Kleifkin. And Donald gets it over, played over by, I believe that was going to be Bryn Bever. Shinsky gets it over. And kill attempt there for Cusack. Blocked at the net by McDonald. Point for Bort. And it is 15-10, Bort. As now serving will be Hayden Kleifkin. Now there's a little discrepancy by the officiating crew. Trying to make sure that everybody's aligned in the right place. And that will bring up Lydia Hernandez to serve. The junior coming up. There she is. Irving, over the net. That's going to be falling a little short, but picked up, dug out of there by Moon. Husak, a light touch, and Lily Fletcher can't quite get there. So point, Royals, and it's 15 to 11. They're getting back in there. Yes, coming up to serve for the Royals, Kylie Carroll. Carroll spins the ball in her hands a couple times. Couple bounce off the floor. And over the net she goes. I got her there by Hernandez. And hit home is Ingram. Then back, played by Cusack. And a diving attempt as there was a lift called. They called a lift on Cusack. She disagrees. Coach Cusack disagrees. Point for Port Edwards. The crew is obviously a lot closer to the action than I am, and they've been able to see some of those deflections. And I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but I didn't see a lift on that. But they're also looking at it more straight on than I am from behind the plays. McDonald serves up 11 to up 16 to 11, but that serve goes way out of play. So Point Royals, if there's any karma in the universe, you'd say that they got her there. As it brings up Cusack with the serve. And that gets over the net, just hits it a little bit. Tranel gets the ball over, being played way out of play as one of the players left the floor, which thankfully she did. Moon went off the floor. Otherwise she would have splatted into the wall like a Roadrunner and Coyote cartoon. Wouldn't have been fun, but Point Port brings up Brianna Ingram with the serve, up 17 to 12. And play by Moon. Carroll, set, and over it goes. Bringing up Ow for the Royals, trying to get it over. It was Bender, she could not. A point for the Royals, as it's 17-13 for Port. As coming up for the serve now, Maddie Moss. Two touches and over for the Blackhawks. And they were reading that defense perfectly as Royals, they couldn't respond to it. Point for Port. That'll bring up Hayden Kleifkin. Whose turn it would be. Serve it is not, as that will now be Evelyn Fletcher. 18-13. Royals trailing Port Edwards. Very well played match. Both teams really battling for it. As up over the net goes Bryn Beaver. Donald sets over. Goes Tranel back over for Port. Irwin with a light touch. Diving attempt for Cusack and she hits it. Just not enough. Sends it off in the stands. Point for the Blackhawks. 19-13 for Port. As that brings up Evelyn Fletcher to serve again. She does, goes far side. Dug out of there by Cusack. Moon trying to smoke it home. She could not. Now trying to get it back over is Bever. And she does. Royals back on the attack. Moon over. As Royals play at the net, and Tranel can't quite get it over. Point. Royals. It's 19-14. Royals hanging in there. Yeah. Coming up to serve now is Aiden Egan. Egan. There she goes. Over the net. Played by Evelyn Fletcher. Just a misplay by McDonald and Tranel. Point. Royals. They're crawling back into this. 19-15 in set number two. Port trying. Get back in there. Try to keep the lead, I should say. As Kleifkin knocks it over. Cusack with the dig. Set by Carroll. And then kill attempt by Boone. And the Royals get it back over on their third attempt after Port quickly came and swarmed the net. Tranel gets the ball, but going to be wide. Point for the Royals. They're getting back into this at 19-16 advantage court, but this is getting close. Keegan with serve. Up over for Port, and that's going to be on the back line long. Another Royals point, and there's a timeout taken by Port. Laura, we'll be back here in about a minute. Here.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Hey parents, how's the school shopping going? Are you loving it or are you slowly losing your insanity? While school shopping can be stressful, just know Junkyard Bar and Grill is going to make it better. When you finally check off that last item on the list, set the GPS to Junkyard Bar and Grill. Stop for a drink, a great meal, or simply enjoy some adult time. Every time at Junkyard Bar and Grill is a good time. Recharge those tired nerves to parent another day. Junkyard Bar and Grill is the best place to celebrate after school shopping this year.
During that break, checked the radar and saw some storms popping up just east of Rapids, and those storms get bad and they lose power. Hey, call Econ Electric, because when your lights go out, who are you going to call? Econ Electric, of course. Get your generator today and never miss a thing due to power loss. They'll go call up our good friends at Econ Electric and get your power back on if you lose it. As there's a serve coming up for the Royals, and it's a point, an ace for Egan. As we got a ball game now. 19-18, Port with the lead. Egan serves over the net, and that's going to be wide as it hits Port coach Brian Strad. The Point Blackhawks has one, just 1 point. It's now two. Bringing up the serve of Lily Fletcher. Fletcher really well in that last part of the first set and middle portion of this set. Very good job for Port. She sends it near side and an ace for the Blackhawks. And she gets another one up 21-18. She gets over the net, and the Royals miscommunicate, and there's another point. 22-18 for Port. Right when they get back, right when the Royals get a chance, get back in it, they start to suffer a little bit. As just a quick thinking position there. McDonald over the net, one touch, and now the third touch hit long, and it's now a 2-point match again, 22-19, bringing up Moon for Sarah. Dug out of there by Irwin, set McDonald. Irwin with the kill attempt, and that's misplayed at the net by the Royals. And point for Port. And this time, timeout assumption. And we'll take one, too, Laura. Back in a minute here on 105.5 FM.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures one in three adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Right back into the action. Here we are. Surf report. Up is Blyfkin.